Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is the Youth Station. I'm your host, Zainab Askari, and I have with me Zainab Sadat. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Could you tell us more about yourself?
Well, I'm Zainab Sadat, as I said, and I am 20 years old. I have studied English at university. I have my BA in English Language and Literature and my MA in Teaching English as a Foreign Language. However, I am highly interested in religious topics, and that is one of my interested fields.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm really happy to be here today discussing you about religious issues.
Thank you for being my co-host, and today...
You're welcome.
Do you ever have this, energy, a bad energy towards someone? Like, you have this intuition that this person is you have some negative thoughts towards him, and you don't think good about that person. And whenever that person, you get some, negative vibes from someone, and then you start thinking bad about that person without the fact that that person did something bad to you, like you are pessimist about someone.
Yes, definitely. That has happened to most of us, I guess.
Yeah.
Because...
So, do you think we are all the time only pessimists or all the time only optimists? Or do you think we are both of them?
Well, I think such a question highly depends on the situation.
Okay.
You know, there are situations when you must be pessimistic or optimistic as well. And however, in meeting new people, I try my best, at least, to be optimistic at the very first place.
Meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
And then after communication and after just getting to know that person, then decide how to treat with that person or how to, deal with him or her.
That's what you think about that person, basically?
I try to wait for a while before getting pessimistic or optimistic. But of course, you're right. And giving vibes from a person, which positive or negative vibes, is
one of the reasons what we think about others.
Yes, it's quite natural to have the first impression from the person you're just meeting and talking to.
And so, let me ask you, what are you optimistic about?
You know, about religious issues, about my religious life, I just try to be optimistic in lots of cases. But optimistic, I mean, I try to just lean on God's mercy and blessings.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
When should we be optimistic and when should we be pessimistic? Do we have something in narrations regarding that?
Yes, definitely. Islam has provided us with lots of recommendations about how to live and how to treat
others.
Yes. You know, I want to refer to a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. I'm not going to recite the exact hadith, but the gist of the hadith is that your hope in God must be in a way that it won't draw you to mistakes or harams.
Okay.
And on the other hand, your hope in God must not be in a way that you become disappointed from God's mercy and blessings.
So Imam is kind of trying to tell us be both optimistic and pessimistic as well.
Both, yes, depending on the situation. And after thinking about such an issue, I came up with a conclusion that, you know, sometimes when you do a mistake unintentionally or out of ignorance,
okay,
when you do something and you don't know, when you do something bad and you don't know about the consequences that it might have for you and other people, and then just soon you regret what you have done,
mm-hmm,
that is the time when you should be optimistic about God's
mercy
and God's blessings, and just try to compensate for your mistakes.
Okay.
And on the other hand, we might have occasions when you just, you know, do something bad intentionally, do mistakes or harams intentionally in the hope of God's mercy. No, that's wrong, and God definitely does not accept.
Yeah, we have such kind of people around, you know, we have especially youth who say that.
Yes.
Since Allah is Rahman and Rahim,
yes,
He is kind and He's merciful.
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
And
they do whatever they want.
Yes.
Yes, and that's not the correct way. You know, God has not asked us to do such a thing at all. And doing intentional haram and doing intentional wrong deeds definitely has its consequences. Yes, although God is Rahman or Rahim, as you said, and has mercy upon us.
He is kind and merciful.
Yes, but definitely that does not mean that we should have the courage to do whatever we want.
Yeah.
We should hurt people, we should do bad things. No, it is not the way. We must set some confinements for ourselves.
And so here we have to be pessimistic, I think. Like, for example, we have optimistic thinking about the kindness of Allah, about the mercifulness of Allah.
Yes.
We say we are extremely optimistic here, and we say, like, we can do whatever we want because God is kind and He is merciful.
Yes.
And He is forgiving. Because
yes,
so many places in Quran,
yes,
or in many narrations, we know that He is
God,
the most forgiving one.
His mercy, yes.
Yeah, He's
yes,
the most forgiving one. You should go
yes,
and regret, and He is the most forgiving one. So
yes,
I must never go with this intention, let me commit a sin, and then let me like go for regret, and then Allah will forgive me. I am here very optimistic about His
yes,
mercy. I should be optimistic, but
yeah,
not before committing the sin.
Yes,
I should be
definitely
optimistic, like if I committed a sin unintentionally and now I want to regret, and I should have optimism over here that He will forgive me for sure,
me,
with the hope that I never
yes,
do any
yes,
more sins, you know,
yes,
I never go
right,
any more wrong way. So I started with the people, you know, I told you, like, we have people who give us negative vibes, and we start thinking bad about them before they, poor people, do something to us,
yes,
before they do good or bad to
yes,
us. Just because of this vibe, we start thinking very pessimistic about them. I think even in that regard, we have in Quran, we have in Surah Hujurat, I think towards some verse number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O believers, do not let some men ridicule others, they may be better than them. And nor
yeah,
let some women ridicule other women, they may be better than them. Do not defame one another, nor call each other by offensive nicknames. How evil is it to act rebelliously after having faith, and whoever does not repent, it is they who are the true wrongdoers. So everything starts with this negative thinking, being
yeah,
pessimist about yeah, someone.
Thank you.
Quran says that, yes, do not be pessimistic about people. Some bad thinkings about, like, some bad thoughts what you have regarding others, yes, may be sin.
Yes.
So Quran is stopping us because, yes, I think, you know, many of the conflicts in the families, many of the conflicts between the youth, the friendship,
family members, yeah,
the friendship, you know, friendship of youth start, yes, with this bad thinking,
yes,
start with this pessimism about others.
Yes, and Allah exactly knows what happens inside us, what happens in our mental conversations with ourselves, exactly knows it and warns us about the consequences of being pessimistic and doing some bad things to the person that we're talking to due to our pessimism about him or her. What do you think about being pessimistic or optimistic? Do you think that there are situations where we should be totally optimistic or totally pessimistic? What do you think?
It always depends on the situations, as you rightly said in the beginning, that it's all a situation-dependent thing, where we need to be optimistic, where we need to be pessimistic. For example, we need to be optimistic about, especially like, you know, like the verse I recited here in front of you, I recited the meaning.
Yes.
It says that to not be pessimistic about people on the very, you know, first meeting. You don't know people. You don't meet people. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the hadiths from Noble Imam, Imam Ali al-Islam, says that if a person you saw that he did bad to you with your eyes, you, yes, saw he said bad, you heard it and you saw it.
Yes.
You heard it with your ears and you saw it with your eyes. Give 70 assumptions, 70 positive assumptions.
Assumptions, yes.
Maybe he never meant that,
yes,
way. Maybe he, you know, he might be suffering from some other pressure this time.
Life.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Maybe,
right,
maybe this could be the case. Maybe that. Give 70 maybes. Give 70 positive maybes,
maybe,
that maybe this can be the situation. But, you know, we don't even hear from some other person coming,
yes,
and telling us that your friend, I was talking this about you, we straight away start believing that,
yes,
person.
What, yes, I'm being pessimistic, yes,
yeah,
yes.
We straight away,
right,
start believing that person without any thought, without any thinking. We start believing that person and we, you know, disturb our terms, we break our relations with our friends. Because in our young age, our friends are the ones who are the most, you know,
kind the of closest persons,
exactly,
to you in the life.
The closest
especially
persons.
Especially as a young person, yes, your friends have an important role in,
yes,
your life.
Yes, and forgetting this hadith from Imam Ali al-Islam that gives 70 positive assumptions of being positive.
Yes, that's a really important hadith.
Yeah.
Talking about myself and you as well, we should all take this hadith
very, very seriously and apply this in our
yes,
lives. Yeah.
Yes, and use it in
and
our
you
lives.
Also asked me about the pessimism. I think we should be like, if you're being attacked by someone, you should not have this thought that this person, I am not going to die, this person is going not going to
yes,
attack me. Or so
it's
sometimes it's completely a situation dependent thing, where there are situations where we need to be optimistic, there are situations where we need to be pessimistic,
yes,
and Islam, alhamdulillah, has given us Quran and narrations which guide us where to be optimistic and
told us what is the best thing to do.
Exactly.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Zainab Sada, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to the IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator, my alpha and omega, my protector and my maker. Because of you, in weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker. Abiding in silence with patience and guidance, aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love is strong.